Ooh.
Oh shit, guess what works?
You can hear me?
Oh snap. Y'all know what it is, y'all know what it ain't. It's your boy, J La Soul, and I'm actually tired of saying that. If y'all ain't know, this is like our fifth time trying to get this damn introduction. This is nuts. This is bananas. And it's not my fault this time, y'all. I'ma just throw that out there. I'm not blaming nobody else on the podcast. I'm just saying it ain't my fault. I don't know how you feel about that. But with that being said, I'm going to let y'all in it. Well, let me rephrase that. I'm going to introduce y'all to my co-host for the day. I got the one and only Miss Cat Stacks. What up, though?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, shout out. You're talking like, I like that. You're already talking like you got a live crowd. Sheesh, you ready for it. You ready for it. Shout out to you. But what up, though, Cat? Little introduction to y'all. This is a good friend of mine. She's also into the fitness biz herself, so I decided to let her hop on the podcast so we can get y'all something fresh. Because y'all know it's that new year. Everybody gonna be on the new you type of thing on your fitness journey. We want to show full support, but also we want to make sure y'all know what's really up. So podcast gonna be dedicated to some form of fitness. We're gonna talk a little bit about the do's and don'ts of the gym. Let y'all know what's going down with some CBD. That's why I got the specialist here, Miss Kat. She's going to let you know what's really up with that. Then we're going to get into some good topics. I got real good topics, and Kat said she got some good shit for us. You know what I'm saying? Go drop some knowledge on us. So, you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Hey, okay. Shout out to you. But anywho, before we get into everything, Miss Kat, I do want to thank you for making that young appearance. And I do want to let y'all know this podcast is sponsored by The Real Barbers in Arizona. I'm going to get my commercial later, but I got to drop another tag for them just in case. You feel me? Got to get paid. Secure the bag. You don't got a problem with that, do you?
No.
I like you. I only ask you that question so I can take a sip. You feel me? I can't even lie. Y'all like, you know what? She needs to talk. I got to drink.
You play too much. Let's roll it.
You're right. Let's roll. So, with that being said, you know what I'm saying? We was talking a little bit about new year, new you. You know this is that shit, right? You ready for the first of the month or the first of the year, I should say?
Yeah, you already know.
Hey, now, you, as someone that's really in the gym, probably just as much, if not more than me, how do you feel about what's about to go down on the New Year's Day, I guess, first of the month, around the first of the month? How do you feel about that gym wave that's going to happen?
Oh, man, I don't know. Like, honestly, I ain't going to lie. I think it was kind of around like November that the gym was just starting to get a little bit more hectic. There was more people in there. I was like, okay, this is good. And I think this new 2020 that's coming around, this new decade, everybody's so excited about. I think everybody is going to be on their health, like, goals and everything, their fitness goals and everything. Everybody's trying to change something because I think they're starting to see that, you know, not being healthy can really just, you know, not be really good for your lifestyle. It just makes it really hard for you. So, yeah.
Shout out, man. So, not healthy ain't the way. I like that. Health is wealth is basically what you're trying to say in a nutshell. I like that.
Yeah,
shout
definitely, out to you. Definitely.
And that's why I got you on the show. I'm going to let you get into a little bit of that shit. You know what I'm saying? But before we get into a little bit of that, what? Did I say that wrong? Did I come out kind of aggressive? You're right. I did tell my mama I stopped cussing so much on my podcast. So, shout out. Shut up. We're going to get to a little bit of that. Yeah. My mom's my biggest fan. I got to, you know, make sure she know what's up. Feel me? If she can't listen to my podcast, then I don't want nobody listening. Nah, but for real though. So let's get into some talk. Let's get into some subjects because I know that's what you're here for, right?
Yep.
Hey, well, let's get into it then. So with that being said, there's a little thing I want to let y'all know. A couple do's and don'ts when you're hitting this gym. For some of y'all that's already been in the gym, y'all straight. No worries. Y'all know what's up. But for y'all, this is going to be starting your fitness journey or starting it again for like the fifth time, which we understand. Shit like that happens. You know what I'm saying? New year, new you. Let's give it another try. Feel me? First, you don't succeed. Whatever she said. But with the gym, there's just some things y'all got to understand. Like some things you can do. And then some things that you just probably should not do. You feel me? I mean, am I wrong about that, Miss Kat?
No, you're definitely not wrong about that at all. Like, there's a lot of people that don't understand how to really do things in the gym, which is okay. That's what people that know can help them with that.
Yep, and that's why we're going to start with the simplest thing, ladies and gentlemen, that you can do that to help not only you, but everybody else at the gym. And rule number one, I want you to always remember this, y'all. This is really key, and this is really important, because this is definitely going to help you out with your fitness journey. Don't skip this one. Rule number one, wear deodorant. Because, man, y'all motherfuckers be something else up there. And once again, understanding that when you sweat, some people sweat harder than the others. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my people. You feel me? That's out there perspirating. I think that's the right term for it. I'm trying. But there's nothing wrong with sweat. But there is something wrong with being funky. And we too old for that. You feel me? Ain't no way in the world you out here 18 plus years old not rocking deodorant. But I don't know, man. I mean, shit. What you think about that, Kat?
Honestly, I think that people, like, there's 50-50 people that do wear deodorant, 50-50 people that, you know, do and don't, you know?
That's, but like, way too high like of a number of people that don't. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. You mean to tell me that 50% of you are, no, whoa.
Let me get to a reason why. No, because listen. You have to think about it. When you're eating bad foods, that does come out in your pores. So if you're not eating right, that definitely comes out in your pores and you're definitely going to smell. So if you are eating right, that definitely, it won't be as bad, but you're going to say, hey, you smell. But, you know, like, it's not like a, ooh, like, yo, okay, you smell like a trash can or a garbage can or something. Like, you need to go take a shower. Like, no, yeah. So definitely, I think there's a 50-50 on that. So, you know, certainly, I definitely do agree. They do need to put on deodorant, everything, you know, that's part of your body. We need to smell good. We need to smell great.
Facts, which leads us to number two. Make sure, ladies and gentlemen, that you are washing your body, because, man, like she said, shit happens. People smell. And it's life. You're going to be going through some changes. You feel me? Sweating out some of that food that you've been eating. And that's what it is, you feel me? So just take care of yourself. Hygiene is key. Make sure you shower after the gym. I know that don't have nothing to do with a lot, but it'll help you out so much more. Because you don't understand. I run into people all the time that's been out of the gym for 4 or 5 hours, and you can tell by their sweat stains and shit that they still got on their shirts. So with that being said, how do you feel about that, Kat?
So sweat stains, let's see. Showering after the gym. Okay, I think that's very important. I think that's gross if you were to go and lay down after the gym. I'm very, like, I don't know how to say it. I'm very clean, because I usually don't leave my gym unless I shower. I don't like getting in my car sweaty. That's gross. I just have to take a shower. So, like, you're out there. Everybody needs to shower after the gym, because it's good. You don't want that stuff sticking on you and the sweat and everything. And whatever's coming out of your pores, you don't want that to fall in and everything and just be like a total mess. No.
And then let me just get this rule and this little tip out to the fellas. Fellas, you never know what you're going to get into, and you'll never want to get caught slipping with swamp nuts. So just go ahead and make sure that you take care of yourself appropriately. For all my fellas out there, they know what I'm talking about, especially if you hoop. Some people would call that term hoop nuts, but other people call it swamp nuts. We know what's up. Gentlemen, yo, this is your boy. It's your Uncle Jay looking out for you. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead. Take care of your boys. You know what I'm saying? Take care of your boys. Your boys take care of you. That's it. That's all I'm saying out there. Yo, for the ladies, yo, do what you got to do. Wash your tits. Wash your ass. Wash your fucking pits. You're good. But yeah, shout out to y'all. All right, so is there any do's or don'ts that you do want to add in? Because I do want to add in one. Do bring headphones. Don't play your loud ass rock music on speakerphone while you doing cardio. Nobody want to hear that shit. Even through my headphones, ooh, I can slightly hear that shit. How do you feel about that, Kat?
Honestly, I agree. I think you should bring your headphones, because you're more tuned in with the music, more tuned in, like, just hearing it and like getting you pumped up. Yeah, and like it doesn't sound great when you have it on your speakerphone. You know, you can't really hear the words or anything, and it just sounds all like crazy. Because and usually in gyms, yeah, and then they have like their other music going on, so it's it's just clashing together. So we don't really want to have that. So you just want to bring your headphones and be tuned in and get your workout in, put on your favorite music and just pump it out. And yeah,
you're done with focus. It. You feel me? Now I want to hear your shit. I don't want to hear that Limp Bizkit song that you listening to. I want to hear your Blink 180, whatever. I don't want to hear no dubstep. I don't want to hear none of that.
I don't want to hear none. To Blink 182 a long time ago.
Oh my God! So it's you. It's you that be interrupting the workouts with that loud ass speaker rock music. Oh, I'm complaining.
No, I'm complaining. Never that.
But who do I complain to? I'm writing a review. Where's Yelp? Where's Yelp? This is outrageous. Anywho, let's move on because now I'm getting mad. You got any do's and you got any do's and don'ts you want to add?
Let's see. Sandals. I don't understand with sandals. Okay, so in the gym, I was with my sister. We were in the gym, and this guy, he literally had thong sandals on. He knows how I feel about thong sandals. I dudes, do not like them.
First off, in life, dudes don't wear thong sandals in life, not just in the gym. In life, dudes, listen to your Uncle Jay. Stop wearing thong sandals unless the only place I approve of them is literally at the beach, because I understand that's how shit goes. But on a regular thong sandals,
not even the beach, thong I would sandals, say like the nail salon.
anything that got your feet making the flip flop sound, fellas, I'm questioning you. You feel me? It's 2020. I know you're allowed to be gay, but nigga, you gay. You feel me? Ain't nothing wrong with that, though. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You feel me? I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Stop flip-flopping around. But, yeah, so I'm going to agree with you. Do wear tennis shoes or sneakers, depending on what side of the fucking country you are. Don't wear flip-flops or chanclas, once again, depending on what side of the country you on. So, yeah.
I mean, I don't judge. If you wear flip-flop sandals, that's cool. But I really personally don't like them. But if you want to wear flip-flop sandals, cool. But I just don't think you should bring them to the gym. But yeah, like I was saying, this guy, he was on this machine. I believe it was a machine, like where you put your feet down and you pull yourself up. So yeah, definitely he was having his sandals slid down and then was pulling himself up. And I'm like,
that's what he did. He should have got his toe caught.
You can never know what could happen.
He should have got his toe caught in between something, dummy. Anywho, so y'all heard it here first, y'all. Stop wearing them flip-flops in the gym. That's just dangerous, period. Because if you drop something, you have no protection on your toes, to be real. That's kind of why you need to wear some shoes. But anywho, do your thing. Anything else you want to add on the do's and don'ts before we take a quick commercial break?
Water. I think everybody should bring their water with them. I've seen a couple people that go back and forth walking to the water fountain. They said that burns extra calories or, you know, burns a couple steps, like if you're losing weight to go back and forth. But I don't know, like if it is what it is. If you do that, cool. If you don't, I mean, like, it's just a waste of time. Bring the water so you're not going back and forth to the water fountain, okay. Whatever.
I like it.
Between their sets was cool. 30 to 45 seconds of the set, that's cool. But I'm just saying, just bring your water just in case, you know. I mean, fountain water, not really the best thing, but
okay,
you know,
I like where you're going with this. And I'm gonna add on to this. So do drink water, don't spit into the water fountain or empty out your water or empty out your cups into the water fountain. That's just nasty, y'all. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Y'all know what I mean. Mm-hmm. If you got a shaker cup, don't empty it in the water fountain and clean that shit in the water fountain. Take that shit to the restroom. You dig? So, yeah. Drink water. Don't handle your cleanliness at the water fountain. Boom. I like where you went with that one. So, I'm going to move on to one because I got a good one, too. Do re-rack your weights. Don't just be leaving your shit all stacked up, especially if you're using like 10, 20 dumbbells and just leaving it all in one spot. That's just ignorant, all right? So, re-rack your weights. I know it's tough to put something back where you got it. I know you're not used to putting up stuff. I know your mama probably didn't make you clean up your room or put your toys back when you was a kid. But this ain't your house. Respect the next person that's coming along. Put up your weights. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's not that hard. You picked it up. You can put it back. You know, you can be a big man or girl. You feel me? Or woman. You feel me? We ain't discriminating around here. Feel me? We respect all women. Especially the ones in leadership. Shout out to all my ladies leading the country and shit. You feel me? We need y'all and we need more of y'all. Keep on thriving. Or is it striving? Well, fuck. I forgot again. Is it thriving or striving? Which one is it in this situation? Are you sure? Because thriving is a word and it sounds right in this situation. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but striving is like going for your goals, pushing them through, you know?
What is thriving, man? No.
Thriving? Oh,
yeah, let me know, Webster. Come on. Go ahead. Let's go.
Webster? Yeah. You calling me a Webster?
Dictionary. Yes, I'm calling you Webster's Dictionary.
I believe thriving. I believe it's something different. Like,
I don't like the way you said that, y'all. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to commercial break while she makes that up. Especially why I don't like nobody giving misinformation on my show, even though I don't fact check. She just didn't sound confident. She could have said whatever she wanted, family, and just sounded confident. I would have went with the flow. But she went confident.
Wow.
So with that being said, let's go to commercial break. In fact, it's about to be payday. And you know what that means when it's payday?
Ooh, that means it's the best day.
Hey, I like what you said there. But yes, you know why it's the best day? Because payday, that's when niggas like to go to Real Barbers of Arizona, go get their hair cut, go get your line up. You can't be going into the weekend, you know what I'm saying? Hair looking all dusty, line up all crooked, looking like the stock markets and stuff. Nah. You need to make sure you're looking on point. Because, gentlemen, and I do want to let y'all know this once again, listen to your Uncle Jay. Ladies, look at that stuff. You can't wear your hats everywhere. You can't be hiding up the non-haircuts and the non-lineups. So with that being said, I'm going to need all you guys out there, and ladies too, because y'all be keeping the fades, and y'all fades be cleaner than ours sometimes, to go out to Real Barbers of Arizona, located on 4220 West Northern Avenue, Suite 118. And actually, when you go in there, tell them your Uncle Jay sent you. You can even make yourself an appointment ahead of time by giving the call at 623-330-8644. That's Real Barbers of Arizona, located on the northeast corner of 43rd Avenue and Northern Avenue. Once again, that's Phoenix, Arizona, 623-330-8644. Boom. We're going to go to another quick commercial break. Stay with me because we like to get paid, y'all. Peace. All right, y'all, we back. I'm extended commercial break. Y'all used to have been nice and smooth, but hey, you know what I'm saying? We got to get paid around here. You feel me? Stop hating. Let me do my thing. Let me strive. Jeez. Now, did I get that right, Miss Webster? Shit.
Yes, this time, yes.
Wow, what's up with the huffing and puffing? That's crazy. It's all radio. Check out some dog radio. We got Kat. She back, but it's cool. She survived the first half. Now it's time to hop right back in this. But before we hop right back in this, I do want to get into some stuff that's really, really close to me. Because one thing y'all know, I am an avid supporter of marijuana and CBD usage, especially when it comes to lifting weights and being healthy and all that good stuff. And it just so happened, we got a CBD quote-unquote specialist right here on the mic. Well, kind of a specialist because she's just now dabbling into it. She's been doing her thing and she decided to drop some knowledge on me because she's actually the reason why I'm actually getting more into CBD. So with that being said, Kat, do you mind if I ask you just a few different questions about what you do, how you get down with the CBD, and how that helped out for maybe some of our listeners?
Nope.
Hey, let's do it. Let's do it. All right, y'all. I got permission to harass. All right, let's do this. No, I'm just fucking with you. So, with that being said, though, J La Soul, Raw Dog Radio. Follow me at J La Soul 69 on Instagram and Snapchat. I just had to randomly do my plug. That's what we do around here. So, feel free to drop yours when you're ready. But with that said, let's get into some CBD talk. So, first and foremost, for y'all that don't know, what CBD is, I'm gonna need you to Google it because I can't pronounce the full words. But there are some real great benefits to that. And I know main thing what I like to use it for is for pain management, because I got terrible joints. But it's a lot of different uses for that. Is that correct, Kat?
Yes.
Cool.
Correct.
So what's up with the CBD, and actually what's up with what you like to do when it comes to this? Let's get into a little bit about you first. So as far as the fitness, what have you been doing lately? Because you got a good thing going for yourself. So what's going down with your fitness that you got going?
Well, first off, let's see. I literally wanted to, I've always been small, like my whole life, always been skinny and stuff. So I wanted to gain weight. So I've tried, like, you know, shakes, protein shakes. I actually hate protein shakes because of, like, the texture of it. It's really thick and grainy. I also lack taking it too because of my day. I've been really busy and I've just been like, oh my gosh, I forgot to finish taking my protein shake. So, yeah. So, okay. So, I found a product that I really love, like the CBD. So, I work with TLC, which is Total Life Changes. And the tablet is called Chichui. So, Chichui is a weight gainer.
Hold on. You work with TLC, like Creek. Waterfalls, like hold on, you didn't tell me all this. What T-Boss? Hold up.
I wish, like, such a fan.
Nah, so just in case they might have missed that, what does TLC stand for one more time? Because I heard it, but just in case.
Total Life Changes.
Okay, cool. All right, now back into your Chichui. Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah,
Chichui. Right, so what is Chichui, and what does it do?
So what this does, you can either take it in the morning or in the midday or at night. What you do is you take one a day with a meal, and that's it. You don't have to worry about making your shake, whipping it up, like, you know how long that takes, like if you were doing something in the morning. But this is so easy to go and just take it on the go. But yeah, it really has good you know, ingredients in it. It has the alkaline, the rich protein, vitamins and minerals. They have essential nutrients, so like you need that on a daily, so that's good. It also helps regulate blood sugar, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels.
Shit.
So yeah, and also it reduces inflammation and balance in the immune system as well. So everybody that goes through that as well, like
that plump stomach. Little plump round stomach, and so it helped reduce that. Okay. I like what you got going on with that. So I got just a few follow-up questions. One, this one might be easy, and maybe I might have missed it. One, so this is a pill that you take once a day. Is that correct?
It's a tablet. Yes. We don't want to call it pills because we don't take pills. Pills is for prescribed, you know, for people that have issues. But this is a tablet. So basically, we call it tabby or tablets, whatever you want to call it.
Cool. So I like the way that sounds. So one, it's a tablet that you only need to take once a day. Two, it'll assist with weight gain, correct?
Correct.
Natural weight gain, not making a brother all fat. You know what I'm saying? But I do want to put on some muscle, so it'll help me, you know, add on a little bit of weight. So I like what you're going with that one. Three, and this is something that I believe you answered, but it sounds really smooth. Based on the fact that it has all the minerals and stuff that you just named, that makes it basically an all natural. So it's not no jacked up product that'll mess up my systems and stuff like that. Is that correct?
Correct. I know a lot of people have problems with soy. I have problems with soy. Anything that contains soy in it. That's why I had switched another product to a different product, because soy was really tearing up my stomach. I really can't have a lot of soy. So, like, this doesn't contain soy.
No bubble guts.
Oh, they're not. Yeah, natural products.
You know, you'd be taking the Browns to the Super Bowl all day. Jeez.
Oh.
So, once again, what is this? Hey. What is this product called, and where can they find it, or where can they purchase that from you?
You can either follow me on my Instagram or my Facebook. My Instagram is Lovzy, LUVZYYY. So 3 Y's and then _. And you just click the link in my bio, and then same for my Facebook as well. So you guys can go ahead and just click the link there. And then it has all my products there as well. And I have tons of other products.
Other products?
Well, so you can just shop.
So what else are you helping out with? And this is all CBD?
Yeah.
So what else that helps out there? So you got some for weight gain? Do you got some for weight loss?
I do. I really do. So okay. Now I have the IOST. So the IOST helps you. This is a detox. So listen, this flushes out your kidney, your liver, and your colon. Now you have to think about this. Now when you're containing food in your mouth, you at least contain at least 20 to 25 pounds in your, like, just your gut area or any in your body, just in general. You know, you want to flush that out because you're thinking about, yeah, I'm going to the bathroom, but is it really flushing everything out? No, because at the end of it,
Do you got tambourines or something over there?
You said tambourines. Yeah, it sounds like
some tambourines is shaking in your background. You over here making music? Because, yo, I'm with the shits, man. I make a cold beat with a with a flute, some 808s. Give me a little piano. I got you. Throw a little ad-libs in there.
Yeah, you got to make it a little... We'll make it fly.
You feel me? But nah.
Musical.
All right, so with that being said, get back into it. I'm so sorry. I just caught the tambourines. Go ahead. Do your thing. So back to the flush.
No, you're good. Yeah, so it detox your kidney, your liver, and your colon. So, yeah, you just have to think about it. Like, you guys have to really just flush your body correctly. So, if people out there that are not going to the bathroom regularly like you're supposed to, this helps you detox and this helps you flush it out every single day. So, if you are trying to lose weight, this can detox everything that you're, you know, containing in that's making you gain weight. So, this is going to flush you out and make you feel so much better.
Okay.
I've taken it myself. I actually felt really different. I actually felt a little bit weird because I was like, wait, I don't, you know, it wasn't weird, but it was different, I should say.
Let me say
that part.
You weren't used to having smooth, never mind. Let's not get into that. Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily smooth, but like, I really really didn't feel as cranky. I felt smooth after the fact. Yeah, because, you know, I went to the bathroom, I did my thing, you know.
Oh, yeah, you better come out feeling good. I wish I wouldn't cranky after. I just want to put that out there. I've never had an experience where I went drop number two and came out angry. You feel me? Nah.
Yeah. So if you do, and you have to think about it. Yeah, you have to think about it. No, people do actually be angry at certain things because they're not going to the bathroom regularly.
That's because they be scrolling on that damn Instaface. They be scrolling.
Fucking up their moments. It causes headaches.
And shit, and they be seeing some shit that they don't like. And then next thing you know, they farting irregularly. Yeah, it's life. It's life. So shout out to that. But yeah. I do like what you were saying. And actually, I don't need to cut you off, but I want to get into this too because it relates to a thing that I do. As y'all know, J La Soul, I am a personal trainer. I like to make sure I help out a lot of different clients lose weight, gain weight, all that good stuff. But one thing that I really like what you said is the thing that a lot of people don't get. We eat well and we do a lot of good things when we eat, but sometimes the stuff that we eat don't get fully digested, which is what this helps out with. Because that stuff that's not fully digested is sticking along our intestinal system or our stomach. And all that's doing is just making us more and more bloated. So we'll be eating right and we'll be taking our regular, what you know we're supposed to do. But we're not getting rid of everything. And that stuff over time set up or stack up, I should say. So with this flush, so with this flush, I like the what you're saying because it helps get rid of that extra stuff and just get shed off just a few inches off your belly that you're looking for. So with this, I like what you're saying, and I'll probably, as a personal trainer, recommend this to both anybody that's trying to lose that extra poundage or anybody that's trying to look more slim. Like, that's the case, like trying to tone up or anything, because you get rid of that extra stuff around the sides and stuff, the love handles and the front lower gut. I like it. So, yeah, shout out to you. I'm really feeling this product. Let them know again where they can go get some more of your stuff. And then two, last but not least, we're going to keep this one short. Do you got gummies? Because you know everybody likes the CBD gummies. You know what I'm saying?
You already know. Yes, definitely go follow me on my Instagram, Lovzy, LUVZY, 3 Ys underscore, same as Facebook as well. And you click the link in my bio and you can check everything out there and let me know.
Hey, shout out, yo. And like you said, she got gummies. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead and get you on some them gummies, because personally, them gummies be helping your boy out. Mood, sleep, all that. So yeah, shout out, y'all. And once again, holla at Miss Cat. And if there's more that you need to know about CBD, or if you're just unsure about it, just do what I like to do and everybody else in America. Just Google, like, the shit that you're looking up. Just check all the facts before you really dive into something. Because no matter what somebody tell you, only you will know if it's best for you. We know that it's good for you, but you got to convince yourself that it's good for you. So go ahead and do your research on that. Let's get into some more subjects, shall we?
Yes.
All right, cool. I'm glad you picked up on that. You froze up on me for a minute. I'm like, damn, did she fall asleep? Sheesh. But nah, we good. J-Rosso, Raw Dog Radio, Catch Tags, we back. Let's get into some subjects. Go holler at her for the CBD needs, y'all. Now, back into this stuff, yo. Let's get into some of this shit. So, I get a lot of random-ass questions in my DMs. I decide to, you feel me, before we finish out this podcast, let you answer some of these random questions, and then I'm going to also throw in my two cents, you know, because that's what I do, baby. But with that being said, the first question that I got is, what's the best advice to ensure Cash App success when I post it on Instagram? I like this person's question, yo, by the way. So, J-Lasso, Raw Dog Radio, y'all heard it here first. Kat, go ahead and give this person some advice about posting a Cash App.
Cash App, like, as in...
As in the app that allows people to send you cash.
So, yeah, like, I'm confused, like...
What do you mean? They need some advice. What's up? I mean, I got some advice already okay. for it. If you want to ensure success, because this person basically sounds like they want to make sure that they get some success out of it. They don't want to just be our regular, degular, hey, it's my birthday, post my Cash App. So I'm totally with you on that. And with that being said, you got to make sure that you give somebody, you know what I'm saying, a little some a little reason to Cash App you. You feel me? Especially if you use an Instagram. Me, myself, I'll use the close friends feature, you dig? Because on that close friends feature, you can have somebody exclusively Cash App you to be quote unquote your close friend, and then boom, they get exclusive stories. Bada boom, bada bang. There you go. But that's just my advice. What do you think about, first off, what do you think about posting your Cash App anywhere, online or any of that stuff?
I really all depends. I mean, if you're doing like a business or something like that.
Hey, this don't sound like it's a and business.
You're really
reason.
Seeing more like if it's
what type of business are we talking about?
It's depending on what type of business you're doing. Like, it's depending on, like, how you pursue it to people to make it seem like, hey, send money to my Cash App, make it seem like it's not a fraud or anything or something that you're trying to just get off on people. Because you have to think about it. People need to trust you with their money. So if I'm going to buy something off of you, I need to be assured that if I'm going to give you my money, I need to be able to give that trust from you that you know what you're talking about, and I'm going to send it to you. Don't matter where it's from, like even like Cash App, PayPal, whatever you want to use or
so
whatever.
Can I ask a question?
You know, like, yeah.
So do you trust the people to be like, hey, it's my birthday, Cash App me?
If you want to do that, cool. I mean, but if they're a true friend, they want to Cash App you, cool. Then yeah, but
okay, I like that. I'm close to mine.
I can't really control, like, you know, if you don't want to Cash App me money, that's cool, but no reason to be mad about it, you know, because people really don't have the extra cash to give to you.
I get what you're saying,
you know?
J-Lasso.
So I wouldn't say take it personally or anything like that, but just
J-Lasso,
you know,
Kat, I'm gonna cut you off. Kat, J-Lasso, yeah. Raw Dog Radio. Y'all know what's up. I'm posting my Cash App. Ooh. If y'all real homies, y'all better go ahead and send that paper. You feel me? I give it back in smiles or something. I'll provide you laughter later. You know what I'm saying? But good luck. But with that being said, let's move on to the next question. So, oh, I like this one. This question comes from an anonymous writer. It says, how come these girls ain't loyal? Man, we could go all day. We actually could do a separate podcast itself on that one. You know what I'm saying? But Kat, I'm going to let you take the first one before I go off. No, I'm just playing. I ain't going to go off. I love the ladies.
Oh, man. I guess it just really depends on the girl, for one, and the guy, of course. If you're not... wow, this is a really huge question. Okay, there's a lot of reasons
why. Nope, Kat, you know the deal.
Girls are not loyal.
You know the deal. You're about to start getting timed. I swear to God, I'm going to start putting you on a 30-second shot clock.
Okay, so I'll just say because of what men are not doing, the Ooh. Girls are not loyal. You're not giving the girl what they need. So if you're not giving the girl what they need, then it is what it is. The girl's gonna not be loyal to you, period.
Oh, okay, I get you. I think sometimes it just depends on Same thing what you're saying. Think these girls ain't loyal because they're so busy looking at the grass is greener on the other side always. I've seen, whether you say it or not, I've seen like women do crazy shit to good dudes and bad dudes. So shit, it just happens, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like somebody's always thinking the grass is greener. And two, because there's always a dude gassing up your chick. And I'm just letting you know that Uncle Jay got your back, fellas. There's always some slick motherfucker gassing up your chick. And I'm going to let you know there's two. There's always one light-skinned one and one dark-skinned one. There's always two dudes gassing the shit up out your chick just because they don't even know her yet. They don't know the type of headache she caused you, my guy. So it's all good. They'll figure that shit out, I guess. But with that being said, that's just what it is. Like, we live in, like, a society where attention is everything. So it's like, who's ever given the most attention sometimes end up taking home the cake and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's not how it should be, but that's just how it be for both ways. So it goes for the ladies and for the guys. More so with the girls, it just seems weird because it's just getting more like, it's just getting more like attention that name loyal, I think. I mean, shit. Women been that way. I just think it's getting more attention. Y'all getting caught up now because of Instagram and being savages, quote unquote. So now that y'all, you feel me? Now that y'all put that out there, now niggas gonna be like, well, these girls ain't loyal. Shout out to Chris Breezy, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he the one who pointed out, but hey, he said it, shit. But with that being said, let's move on to the next subject. But I would like to say this, Jealous of Raw Dog Radio. I disagree with that. I feel like some people are loyal, guys or girls. It just, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, depend on the situation, depend on what it is. And also, it ain't even about wants and needs sometimes, because sometimes you can be giving everybody everything they want or everything they need, and they still can step out and do some funky shit. You know what I'm saying? You just can't control people's dumbass thoughts and what they want to do. It depends or react on some shit, and that's that. You know what I'm saying? But with that being said, don't bring a girl around me. True player for real. No, I'm just playing. Y'all remember that Usher song? I don't think you remember that. Was that Usher or was that P. Diddy? Was it Diddy? The fact that you don't know, I'm disappointed in you. You're supposed to know this. You're supposed to know this.
Yeah.
You literally supposed to know this.
I think it's supposed to be P. Diddy.
All right. Was he Diddy back then, or was he still Puff Daddy? Or was he Diddy Dirty Money? You know this nigga changes his name every couple of days, so it's all good. We can give you
figures out. P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, it's all the same. I mean, like it's not that. All the same, but it's just hyphenated P. Diddy, Puff Daddy. Instead of calling him Puff, P, you know, P. Diddy. Shout out. Same.
Do your thug thizzle. Well, with that being said, I got a nice question. So this question also comes from a guy. This one looks weird, too. It comes from an anonymous guy. Is it weird for grown men to like sucking titties?
No.
Hey, shout out.
That's what he likes.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Fuck whoever dissing you for like sucking titties. That person, nigga, maybe ain't got no titties to suck, so they hate it. You know what I'm saying? Don't let no person that ain't sucking no titties tell you what you should be ashamed of and what's weird. Nah, get out of here. Till that person experience some actual titties in his mouth, I don't want to hear it from him. But yeah, if it's somebody that's doing it and be like, you know what, it's kind of weird, then I don't know. I might be like, he got some experience. Maybe he's onto something. Like, yo. That's all I'm saying, man. That's all I'm saying. Like, he's been doing this for a while, y'all. He decided to stop. I mean, he should probably pay attention. You feel me? But yeah, Jay also Raw Dog Radio. Y'all know me. I love some titties, so hell no, it ain't weird. If it's weird, then fuck it. I don't want to be normal. That's just how I look at all of that shit. Let's move on to the next question. So, yeah, we just going to agree that it's not weird, or it is weird, or what? I think niggas is weird in general.
No, it's not weird.
I think niggas is weird in general. I think whoever decided to send that question, that was stupid. But whatever. Oh, this one. How? I like this question. Yeah, it's almost like question. This one's almost like a follow-up. Oh, you said you got a better question?
No, I was saying that could have been a better question.
No, this one's almost like a follow-up, and maybe I should have asked this one first. Do women still like their titties to be sucked?
Oh, that's a very good question. You know what? I think guys should really practice on that, because sometimes they'd be having a little trouble of, like, what is hard and what's soft. Like, as of sucking, like, sometimes you suck too hard, and then sometimes you're just not.
What?
Just not hitting the spot. You know, it's just.
Niggas be over.
You need to practice a little bit. Guys, practice. Because when we suck a little too hard, it just hurts.
Question.
It's
just, Follow-up question.
I don't know. Some women might like it.
Follow-up question. How the hell is a guy supposed to simulate practicing sucking a titty?
Well, I wouldn't say that, but, like, I would say, like, at least start gently. If you, like, just honest, like, how would you feel if somebody just rush at you and just started just to suck on your titty really hard and just, like, and it's all red after.
You need practice on the fire. Okay, yeah, I get what you're saying. Start out smooth, y'all.
I was doing it. I was saying, like, as in, like, looking at it and looking how it's.
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all heard it here first. Fellas, y'all heard Kat. Go ahead and grab the nearest pair of titties next to you in practice right now. Y'all heard it. Y'all heard her. We got the approval. You feel me? Say, hey, this is for you. Try to perfect my game. Oh, man. That's what's up, yo. Shout out to this advice. Appreciate you. Justin, Raw Dog Radio. Y'all heard it here. And what I'll say is, hold up. That didn't answer the question. Do women still like it or not? Because I get what you're saying. Nobody likes anything that's bad or too rough or just not the right thing. You know what I'm saying? But do you still like it?
I do personally. I don't know. But
you're speaking, nope. You're speaking for all women. Nope.
Okay, so then, yeah. Fine.
So Raw Dog Radio, we like to put you in a corner, but it's all good. We know it's all out of love. She's speaking for the ladies, and ladies, she says y'all do. Fellas, they say it ain't weird for us to like it. So we gonna keep rolling with the flow. You feel me? You looking like a grown-ass baby sucking on a titty. Nah, think about it. Like, hold on. You ever seen? I think Jim Carrey did that in a movie before, man. This shit called Me, Myself, and Irene. He's living every man's dream.
Yes.
Shout out. All right, we're going to move on, y'all. Suck some titties. We hard movies. Up with titties, down with cancer. Yeah, I like that one. Yeah, I like that one. Up with titties, down with cancer. Shout out. De La Soul, Raw Dog Radio. Let's keep it going. Ooh, I like this one. Cardi B gave her man $500K for her B-Day. Kat, how much you giving your man?
Oh, like as in just in general, like as in
your man's birthday coming up in 2 months. How about you give your man?
I actually wouldn't even give him money. I actually would plan something.
Wow, trash.
That's just me. Wow. Wait, what?
Wow, fellas, find you a Cardi B. Don't find you a Cat Stacks. This is crazy.
Wow.
No. You know your worth. Know your worth, fellas. Don't be out here settling. No, I'm just playing.
That means you're not appreciative.
Man, that was a good one. No, I just had to, you know, throw that little jab. You feel me? I bet you it's a lot of drop jaws around there coming from the feminine population. But it's all good. It's all good. I had to make sure I said that right, because any wrong slip up, it would have been a fuck up situation. So yeah, dropped jaws is what I was trying to say, just in case I messed.
Mine was definitely dropping. I was like, "Yo, you tripping?"
Yeah, no, Jill. I saw Raw Dog Radio. I do think that what you were saying is cool, but now that you ain't buying your man nothing, or I'm sorry, you ain't giving your man $500K for his B-Day. I mean, we can move on. Shit, I ain't trying to hear this shit. J-Lotto, Raw Dog Radio. Let's move on. I'm just playing. But no, that's interesting. And I do want to talk about this, actually, because a lot of people really talk about this, and that. She did the most. One, you can't tell nobody what they can and can't give their significant other. Two, mind your business. Damn, shit. It don't matter what it was. Mm-hmm. Mind your business. It ain't you. And I like what you said. I wouldn't do that, but what I would do.
So it looks like my microphone is messing up. Cat, I can no longer hear you. So that's some bullshit. But it's all good. We still got some good subjects to go. Cat, you don't get the invite. You know what I'm saying? What I'm going to do is I'm going to just take this out and no, I cannot hear you speak anymore. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take over because it's my show. Feel me? I want all y'all to follow me at JLawSoul69 on the gram, on Snapchat. I already know Snapchat. I'm trying to Snapchat. Y'all heard Kat drop a couple of plugs for y'all. Love to see you. Yes. I don't want to see. I don't want to fuck it up. I'm going to let her drop that again for you later. But with that being said, we dropped some serious knowledge on y'all right now. This probably going to be the last show probably for a hot minute. I really don't know. Trying not to get suspended. But that's what I'm saying. Actually, we always get suspended every time. So we'll be back next time. We'll holler at y'all. Appreciate y'all for staying through the episode. Feel season 4, episode 2. I got to start saying that shit because apparently I got to track that now. I guess. I mean, whatever. We got to get professional around here. Jay Lasso, Raw Dog Radio. Shout out. Shout out to Kat for joining me. I hope she ain't talking to everybody else in here. That'd be the title. Oh, man. We got to be about that. All right, y'all. Peace.
Thanks. You know, man.